Ryan is out. Marie Osborne is in. Tomorrow, Dave Llewellyn will be doing my show, noon to 2. Focus with Paul W. Smith will be with Dave Llewellyn, who you love. And we will be in where Mitch usually is, but we're not doing the Mitch Albom show, with all due respect. We're doing a special Cars and Cigars show from 4 to 6. Then I'll go to the stage and do the MC duties I always do. And then Lomas and AB will be on the air like they were the last couple of years, also from Cars and Cigars, starting at 6 o'clock. I hope you can follow all that. I couldn't for a moment, but now I can. I wrote it down so that I would remember exactly what we're doing. It's a homecoming, ladies and gentlemen. There she is in my The Detroit News, the award-winning The Detroit News, just like she used to be. Ingrid Jacques is here, who is a columnist for USA Today, but because of the ownership change, now her column is right here in front of me in the Detroit News. Ingrid, welcome home.
Thank you, Paul. It is nice to be back occasionally in the Detroit News.
Well, it's great to have you. You never left Michigan. This is your home. Though you're a national correspondent now, with USA Today, we'll be able to read you, I hope, often in the Detroit News. Now, you have a story that maybe for the first time in a long time, we may not see eye to eye on. Talk about your column that's in the opinion section today under the headline, Kill Switch Law Means Your Next Car Could Be Watching You.
Okay, well, we may agree more than you think, but... My contention with this new provision, which was included in a 2021 giant infrastructure package, would require all new cars to have technology that would detect whether the driver was impaired. And the federal regulators are still figuring out exactly what that would look like, but they have been working on it the last few years. And this could be going into effect as early as next year, requiring automakers to include this technology. And I think it's a pretty major change and something that would affect pretty much every driver who buys a new car. And I just think there should have been a more transparent discussion about what it means, what it's going to look like, what safeguards are in place to protect us from government surveillance, unnecessary collection on what we're doing. So I take most issue with the transparency, but my family's been personally affected by drunk driving. I had an aunt who was killed by a drunk driver on Christmas morning many years ago. It was a horrific thing. So I have 100% empathy with other families who are in this position. And I think there are probably other avenues we could look at for protecting innocent drivers. But this just seems like such a major change.
Well, let me tell you, I have had personal experience. I was not driving. I was in the passenger seat. I like to think that I would have seen it coming because I always am looking in my rearview mirror, especially when stopped at a red light in the evening. But we were hit from behind by a drunk driver. And it's a horrific experience in every way, not the least of which you could be killed, of course, just as you mentioned, and as a family killed in, I think they were returning home from a vacation in Florida, which you write about, and that Congresswoman Debbie Dingell got all over on this. But it led me to say many, many years ago, in Michigan, we let drivers drive drunk until they kill someone. And I think that really was the case. It may not be anymore, but it was the case. So I'm asking you, of drunk drivers, the human cost of drunk driving, as you put it, what's the downside now of having a kill switch? Because I'm all for the idea that if you get a drunk person behind the wheel, there's something in the car that keeps them from driving. I'm all for that.
Theoretically, yes. And I'm not saying there shouldn't be any technology, but I think there needs to be much more open discussion and debate about what this is going to look like and what it's going to mean for all of us. I mean, should every driver have to to give up some freedom because of the bad decisions of some other people. I just think we have to consider these questions. And also, I don't know exactly what this technology is going to look like. It's supposed to be, quote, passive, so I don't think you'd have to blow into anything to start your car, but it's going to be tracking whether your car will be tracking whether it thinks you're okay to operate. So, and I mean, what if it malfunctions and it turns off your car? Because that's part of what this technology can do, either stop the car from running or create some other impediment. And there's all kinds of other impaired driving now. I know I smell pot when I'm driving down the road. It's kind of concerning. So it's like, how would it track that? I just think there's a lot of questions.
There's certainly a lot of questions, and it's newer technology. But I've been led to believe that our cars are already rolling computers that collect a tremendous amount of information about us. And that's just the American cars and the technology we're aware of. Just imagine the cars from China and other countries that are in our country. Who knows what kind of technology and the way they're capturing information about us? I mean, it's crazy.
And I mean, I think we're not too far away from every car having some sort of autonomous driving capability. I mean, that's where things are going. And when I see people texting and doing all other kinds of bad things while they're driving, I think autonomous vehicles can't come fast enough. But I do have concerns about this technology right now.
All right. Well, that's part of your job and why you do it so well. Ingrid Jacques, who is, of course, officially a columnist nationwide for USA Today, but she's back in today's Detroit News in the opinion section, and we're glad to have her back home. Thank you, Ingrid.
Thank you so much.
She's so good. Ingrid Jacques, columnist extraordinaire, and back now with the new ownership at the Detroit News, a USA Today company newspaper. She's going to show up here from time to time, and that's good news. As we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith right here on WJR.